Muslims are being massacred in many countries, and mum is the word from the so-called international community. From India to Myanmar and from Sri Lanka to the Central African Republic, we're witnessing an increase in the number of Muslims being killed. Here's a closer look at the situation.
Security forces are deployed in India's northern state of Assam amid hate crimes against Muslims in the region. Tens of Muslims have been killed in Assam in recent days, among them women and children. Police have blamed the attacks on tribal militants known as Bodo tribesmen.
They made everyone stand on the riverside and shot at them. There were around 30 to 40 people. The attackers held guns in their hands and their faces were covered in black fabric. I somehow managed to escape with my child, but they shot dead three people in front of my eyes, though many others have died too.
India is the latest country around the world where Muslims have become the target of hate killings. In Myanmar, another Asian country, Muslims have long been persecuted by Buddhist extremists. Large numbers of them have been killed at the hands of the Buddhists just under the nose of security forces who are said to just turn a blind eye to the misery of the religious minority. Buddhist extremists are also committing atrocities against Muslims in Sri Lanka. Muslims are the second largest religious group in the country, making up nearly 10% of the Asian country's population. Sri Lanka's Muslim lawmakers have called on the country's president to protect the religious minority against Buddhist extremists. These images show Muslims fleeing violence in the capital of the Central African Republic for safety in the north. Their persecutors, Christian militias, begin looting their homes and belongings left behind. The militias are accused of genocide against Muslims in the Central African Republic. The International Criminal Court at The Hague has said it's opened an investigation into the killings. But many would call this too little too late, as such inquiries will not end the atrocities on the ground. As violence rages on in those countries, the international bodies stand accused of failing to make any tangible measures to stop attacks against Muslims. The UN Security Council, which is in charge of global peace and security and the only world body capable of issuing binding resolutions, has only issued non-binding statements and at best taken feeble moves towards ending Muslims' misery. We must do more. We can do more, and we must do it.